On evenings, the Peter Jackson VFL with Nigel Carmody. You can catch the VFL Game of the Week on Channel 7 from midday this Saturday.
And that game, of course, is a Richmond v Essendon, clash of the sash, ahead of the big Dreamtime game at the G. Punt Road again plays host to the VFL version of, with many key players from both clubs going around, as well as a wonderful collection of players that are solely VFL aligned. To join us from the Essendon VFL side is a name very familiar to Bombers fans, Kyle Hardingham, who is also an assistant coach with the Bombers. He joins us now. Good evening, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on to the program. And coming on to the program after a bit of a narrow squeak last week in a game that on paper looked against the Northern Blues as one that should have been well within your keeping. But of course, desperate times down at Icon Park, and I'm sure that there were many players in that Northern Blues lineup that were sniffing a game in the AFL, making probably what looked like an easy clash a little bit harder.
Yeah, definitely. I just think as a group, we went away from what our focuses were going into the game, and it took a real good rev up by Skipper at half time to get us going. But once we had the rev up and got out there, we reassessed it and we actually got started and we started playing the way that we should have. And, we were lucky enough to come away with a win.
Kyle, what were the motivations for you to stay in the VFL and with Essendon as opposed to dropping back to a lower standard of footy this year?
The biggest thing is just the facilities for one. The facilities out at Palmer and the state of the art. So to be able to still train in that environment, three nights a week was one big plus. But then also too, I've got a great relationship with Hayden Skipworth and Paul Corrigan, so that was my biggest plus to staying here. But then also too, the lads down there are a great bunch of boys, and they're always really fun to go around and enjoy training with them. So
it's been revealed the two men you mentioned there, Hayden Skipworth, who's been the VFL coach for the last few seasons, and Paul Corrigan are actually sharing that role now. Hayden obviously taking on greater duties with the AFL side as well. How's that worked in practice over the first six rounds of the season? More importantly, I guess, in terms of match day where Paul, I guess, takes the reins and there's perhaps a slightly different tweak to the message coming away to what you hear from Hayden.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with it is it's great for Paul's advance in his coaching career, but also too, Skip, he's been the VFL coach for a while now, and it gives him the opportunity to see what the AFL coaching's like, and it gives Coro the chance to take over game day, and his the message is always the same with all the coaches, so it doesn't matter who's coaching, and they both drive the same standards, and we try and play the same standard under whoever coaches us.
You've gone from being a full-time footballer to a part-time or three-quarter-time footballer with the playing and also the assistant coaching role. What else are you doing to not only fill your time but develop hopefully a bit of a career path and I guess have some money hit the bank account as well?
I'm trying to get into the coaching path down the track. So, that's an ambition of mine one day is to try and become a coach. So, something I'm doing with the boys at the moment is trying to take a few sessions here and there, but also advance my coaching career. But then during the day, I've actually started working for Metricon Homes, doing site supervising. So, off the tools and looking after all the tradies and, keeping me busy that way.
You've had a close-up view of Essendon's draft class of 2014 over the past few weeks. How have you viewed the development so far of Kyle Langford, who we've seen briefly at AFL level, and also Jaden Laverty?
I suppose it's been a massive improvement from the first game they played with us to now. Jaden's attack on the ball has gone through the roof. He's actually starting to read the play a lot better, and he's not worrying about what he can't control. He's actually worrying about what's happening, and that's playing VFL footy. And if he keeps playing the way he's going to play, he can, it won't take him long to get a game. And Kyle Langford, he's really exciting. I mean, he came back on the weekend and his attack on the ball and just his winning in crucial one-on-ones when it counted is really important, and it's great to see in a first-year player.
How is the relationship? We often ask this of players who play for aligned teams, but of course Essendon's VFL side and the full list are not the same organisation. There's a crossover. So how does the relationship work? When do the AFL players train with the full list, and do you ever get an opportunity to train together as a whole team ahead of a game?
Yeah, so in the past it was done pretty poorly, and it's only just recently, you know, the last couple of years, that they've actually made it so usually the night before a game. So if we train, we have a light run on Friday night if it's a Saturday game, or a Saturday morning if it's a Sunday game, and we'll get the, you know, the AFL boys that are playing VFL to come down, and we'll have a run together. And, you know, if the boys don't know each other's names, they'll get to know each other, and it just gives us an opportunity to have that one meeting together and that one chance to catch up before the game, and so we all know what's going on and we're all on the same page.
How are you seeing the year of fellow Western Australian Tate Pairs? He's obviously been on the AFL list for a number of years now, best known as a defender, but has been trialled in the VFL as a forward this year with some success. Can you see that perhaps being his entry point back into the AFL team at some stage?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, it's something that our AFL team's crying out for is, you know, a genuine leading forward to help with, you know, Joey Danaher and Jakey Carlisle. So, you know, if Pearcey can actually get some consistency and, you know, stay injury-free, he's actually a really good target up forward. So the games he played for us, he's actually been a real good target, and it's actually really really exciting to see him get a chance and keep pushing through. So
there is a player playing for Essendon, and he's certainly interesting. He comes from a long way away, but obviously has a heck of a lot of ability. Anthony Tipperwoody, tell us about how he settled in. And also, if you could, Kyle, speaking with Kyle Hardingham here from Essendon's VFL side, what he does on the field, what makes him a special footballer?
I think he's a very interesting character, actually. So he's someone that, you know, when he first got to the club, he was very shy. You didn't hear much from him, but now he's actually, you know, he's come out of his shell. He's, you know, loves having a bit of a joke at training, loves having a joke, and you know, he's come out of his shell, but it's also helped him on the field, and he's just off now. So he's someone who's got an amazing amount of talent, and you know, it's taken him a couple of years just to get his fitness up to scratch to be able to go week in, week out in the, at the VFL standard. And I can just see that he's someone, you know, that gave him a full pre-season under his belt with a club and to a full-time as playing as an AFL footballer. You could definitely see him fitting into a side just like, you know, your Courtney Dempsey's or someone like that, because he's got the talent, he's got the ball reading there. So he's he's definitely an exciting player, and I'd love to pencil him in an AFL club somewhere.
He's certainly a favourite of my fellow commentator on Seven, Campbell Brown. He warmed to him very quickly in the win over Collingwood a few weeks back. Another guy who's also going through the settling in process, but from an even further distance, is Connor McKenna. First time the club's gone down the Irish path from recent memory. Five games now in the VFL system, really the first games of any form of Aussie rules he's played. How have you seen his development so far, and can he perhaps be the next one from an Irish perspective to make an impact at AFL level?
Oh, definitely. I suppose his improvement from the start of the year to now, you'd actually be like, you know, seriously thinking, well, he can actually play. He's got that ability there to do those you know, unbelievable things. He's still learning the basics of, you know, the setups and actually how to play the game. But he's got all the ability there. So it's just the matter of time with him learning, you know, the structures and how to, you know, what the coaches want for him to actually get there. But he's definitely someone, if they give him the time to develop, he'll be, you know, he could be like the Hanleys or, you know, the other Irish boys that get given that opportunity. So it'd be interesting to see, you know, if they can stick with him, just how good he can be.
It's a big weekend, of course. It is dream time of the G for Essendon and Richmond in the AFL. And Kyle, does that make it a little bit more exciting for the players in the VFL? Are they embracing the concept knowing that there'll be early crowds passing through Punt Road on the way to the MCG? It, I guess, might just give them all a bit of a lift across both teams.
Oh, definitely. I think it's just a great opportunity, even like with a TV game, is for some of the boys just to get that, you know, a bit of acknowledgement and just people to actually see how they play. And, you know, it's a big occasion, but also to just gives them that chance to play in front of a big crowd, and the excitement when you do things well or you have a good win in front of a good crowd. And then, just being a part of it as a team is something good. And I suppose it's pretty pretty funny when you get a TV game, you get five or six different blokes coming with a fresh haircut on the Friday ready for the big TV game. And, it's pretty interesting to see what they come up with.
Hey, I'm across the desk here from Nigel Carmody. He's on every week and he comes in with a new haircut every Wednesday. So I know the dynamic. In fact, I'm sure one of your boys will get interviewed during the game. just get him to ask if you can maybe have a word to him beforehand and just say, look up to Nigel Carmody and say, gee, wonderful do there, Nigel. And also, are those teeth whiter than they used to be?
I haven't gone down the Tony Jones line, but Kyle, you're very perceptive. I think the spike in haircuts around the Peter Jackson VFL is usually in correlation with TV games.
That's it. It'll be a bit of fresh gel in the hair, I think.
Well, they can. You know what? You can do whatever you want if you play the right football that the team demands and the side wins. Otherwise, you might be up for Lair of the Week, and I'm sure there's a fine system. So, Kyle, all the best for your personal pursuits, which are being fulfilled at Essendon at the moment. And also, sometimes it's put down the list a bit, but winning games are still very important for all teams in the VFL. And I think Geelong proved that a few years ago when they won the VFL Premiership, and some of those players, in fact, quite a few of those players are now good AFL footballers on the back of a great season. So all the best personally and for the team.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. And hopefully we can put together a consistent start now and get two wins on the trot and get our year going.
Kyle Hardingham, Essendon assistant in the VFL, working with Hayden Skipworth and still, of course, a very good practitioner when it comes to playing the game. Nige, I want to go through these games. We've got a bit of time up our sleeves, but I do want to just mention Squires Loft. You spoke about Mornington, great locale for a new restaurant down on Main Street. We talk about Queens Road and Essendon, but I want to talk about the product because I'm hungry.
You do this every week.
Well, what can I do?
You're setting yourself up for a fall and a very long 4 hours to come.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly being, you know, if I was sponsored by Auntie Jacqueline's Vegan Delights, I wouldn't be that excited, but I'm not, and I am, about steak and about that ribeye and about that sauce, the green peppercorn sauce, of course. And about that baked potato and the borovores and the ribs. Maybe even the prawns on the skewer. Yep.
I have an idea for us to address this next week.
I don't know how.
Leave it with me.
Don't know how we're going to address it, but it needs a dressing. And that's the salad. But they've got great dressing, so you put it on the salad. Let's have a look at round 7 in the VFL. Peter Jackson VFL. And starts off with a cracking game at Simmons Stadium, Geelong v Williamstown. I think Willie are on top. Second. They're going pretty well.
Going very, very well. The Cats were impressive and gallant against Port Melbourne in defeat in our TV match last week. They return to Simmons Stadium. They'll give the Seagulls all sorts of problems. And I might lean with the home team.
Richmond v Essendon. We've spoken to Kyle. Have you got leanings either way?
12-12 start on 7 as a lead-in, of course, to Saturday afternoon footy and Saturday night footy on 7. It is at the ME Bank Centre, so a little bit of time for Bombers and Tigers fans who might be heading, of course, to the G for Dreamtime.
Yep.
I'll go with the Bombers, and I like them. I have been pretty bullish about them since the preseason, and I think they can win.
Port Melbourne, North Ballarat. North Ballarat certainly have been up and down.
They have been. Geez, a massive loss on Sunday to the Bulldogs.
They won the week before, though.
I did bump into their coach, Jared Fitzgerald, briefly today. Fitzy's on top of things and looking forward to tackling one of his former teams. He did coach Port Melbourne, of course, for a year or two back in the mid-2000s. But Port going nicely and should win.
Coburg v Collingwood.
Wow.
Go the Burgers.
Big flip of the coin. Coburg doing some good things, been very, very competitive, although probably one of their more disappointing efforts for the season in the game against Williamstown on the weekend. I'll be tipping the Pies.
Sandringham, Werribee. Werribee are on top of the ladder. Sandringham are going okay, but Werribee look like a pretty strong unit.
Two very good teams. Werribee look like they'll be bolstered this weekend with likely inclusions from a North Melbourne perspective if Lee Adams is able to get through training over the next couple of days. And I'm not sure whether Taylor Garner is a Werribee or North Ballarat player from memory, but he is expected to front after missing a lot of footy. Sandy at home, good chance.
Box Hill v Northern Blues, and Box Hill are third on the ladder, remain one of the powerhouses in the competition.
Northern Blues proving hard to catch. I guess we'll be watching the Carlton teams tomorrow night to see what gets thrown around. Already took that Chris Judd and Bryce Gibbs out of the lineup, so that robs the Blues, you'd imagine, of two AFL-listed players, so need to tip the Hawks at home.
Frankston v Footscray, and Frankston have slipped back. For the last two or three seasons, it looked like they were sort of clawing their way to get a foothold in the competition, but few steps back this year, and once again, winless.
Well, the thing, I've had this discussion with a few people about Frankston. If you consider the players they've produced for AFL lists over the last few seasons, if none of those guys had have got on an AFL list, for argument's sake, they're looking at a very, very good team right now. Hibbard, Bagley, Martin, Osborne, who's gone to Port Melbourne. They've produced several players. Nick Newman, the latest of them, who, of course, has gone up to Sydney on the rookie list. So it's probably been hard for them to continue to build depth when they've had essentially their best player getting picked off every year. Dylan Van Unen as well, who spent time on Essendon's list and is now at Port Melbourne as well. So Frankston doing good things and making some nice moves under Paddy Hill, but I don't think they're nice enough for them to beat Footscray on their visit down to Frankston Park.